Although he's flown in space three times before, the commander of the first resident crew on the International Space Station expects day-to-day life on board ISS to be quite different from the time he spent in space on three shuttle missions.
On shuttle, everything is fairly carefully orchestrated because we don't have a lot of time during the mission, so the planning is very precise about what you're doing almost every minute. We won't have that on station.
Flight engineer Sergei Krikalev, a veteran of more than 480 days in space, likens a long-duration space mission to an ocean voyage.
It's like on a ship. Although you may be off shift, but you're still on your service. As soon as bell rings, you have to be ready in few seconds, actually, for the station to get ready to respond to situation you faced.
The standard of time for ISS and its crew is Greenwich Mean Time. So when wake-up sounds on board the station each day, it will already be mid-morning for the flight controllers in Moscow and still late night for those in the Mission Control Center in Houston.
We'll get up every morning, look at the message traffic from the ground, try and figure out what the last-minute changes have been to the day's plans. We'll have a short conference with Mission Control to discuss this with the flight directors, then we'll get into the day's work.
Then, say, from 9 to 12, we'll work somewhere in the Zarya module, maybe in the node or in the service module. Naturally, it will differ in terms of details in that we're going to be more involved in checking out systems, assembling them, testing various systems, and we'll be less involved probably in scientific work, experiments. That's going to be one difference from the Mir.
This crew will have one daily activity that's exactly the same as what Gidzenko and Krikalev experienced on board Mir.
There's a very serious requirement on board to get some exercise every day. Everybody's got 2 hours each day to run on the treadmill and do some other stuff because it's very important to stay healthy, because when you're weightless, the effects on your body can be pretty negative if you don't work out.
After an hour of exercise for each man, they're to come together again for lunch. The afternoon schedule mimics the mornings, with time allotted for work, a second exercise session, dinner, and a few hours together in the evening to prepare for the next day.
Maybe even communicate with each other, because on the station, sometimes being busy all day, you are working alone or with one partner, but you have chance to meet all of your crew close to the end of the day, usually around the table. Floating around the table and during dinner time.
Although they're always at work, the station crew members do get days off and will look forward to the routine breakers of a planned spacewalk and the visits from space shuttle crews delivering new components to the station. The veterans of three missions to the Mir space station say keeping busy is the best medicine.
The main thing is for the work to bring you satisfaction. So when you're working, you need to understand that this is of some use, that your work will produce something that's worthwhile.
If something goes wrong and ground uncertain what to do, they need some time to reschedule or maybe to think about data they got, and we have kind of slow day. This is not happiest day on orbit. Day when you have very busy schedule and when you fulfill the schedule, this is kind of happy kind of day on the station.